I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Welcome to this very special Thanksgiving edition of Happy Happy Joy Joy. My name's Jason. Today we're featuring Groucho Marx, a whole bunch of rare unearthed audio antiquities of Groucho Marx for your enjoyment. Plus we'll probably have a few other sketch comedy pieces this half hour. So sit back and enjoy.
Thank you, Jane Krupper and your boys. If you're ever in my neighborhood, please drop in and help me get even with my landlord. And now, Mail Call honors one of the greatest pictures ever to come out of Hollywood. When we get through with it, it'll be sorry it ever came out. Presenting our own condensed and mutilated version of that exciting drama of murder for insurance. Double Indemnity. We're not allowed to say damn on the air, you know. We're very fortunate in having with us an all-star cast. To begin with, there's me. And as if that weren't enough, we will present that great emotional actress, Ida Lupino, through the courtesy of the Warner Brothers. Both of them. In addition, you will hear Robert Benchley through the courtesy of Bonnie's Bar and Grill. Both of them. And now, Harry Von Zell, please set the scene.
Certainly. Double Indemnity.
I've been setting it very badly lately.
Double Indemnity is the story of a crime of violence and passion. Ida Lupino plays the part of Phyllis Dietrichson, a beautiful but heartless woman. Robert Benchley plays the part of her husband, Mr. Dietrichson, an ugly but senseless man. The part of Walter Neff, a handsome devil-may-care insurance salesman, will be executed by Groucho Marx.
I don't see anything particularly funny about that. Incidentally, I also help execute Dietrichson. That's left over from the last joke, I forgot to tell you.
As the scene opens, Walter, our dashing insurance salesman, is driving up to the home of his latest prospect.
This looks like the place. I'll just park over here. Curses. Too bad I haven't got any insurance. Oh, well, I'll swipe somebody else's policy. Let's see that address again. 487 Man's Laughter Drive. Manslaughter Drive. That sounds lucky. I'll ring the bell. This is my fourth prospect today. I've written three policies so far. I hope I can sell this one a bill of goods.
Oh, hello there, handsome.
I hope I can sell this one a bill of goods. My name is Walter Neff. I represent the Prudapolitan Insurance Company.
Won't you come in? You great big gorgeous hunk of man.
What do you think I'm going to do? Stand out here and twiddle my briefcase? Of course I'll come in.
You know, you're kind of cute.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, but I'm here on business. How about a nice accident policy, sugar?
What for? Nothing's going to happen to me.
Want to bet? Say, this is a nice place you've got here. Let's put out the lights.
Put out the lights? I thought you came here to sell me a policy.
With a prospect like you, that's my policy.
Well, you're a pretty fast... You're a pretty fast worker, Walter. By the way, did any of your friends ever tell you you look like Fred McMurray?
No.
You run around with a pretty honest crowd.
Quit stalling, sugar. Cover my face with kisses.
All right, cover your face and I'll try it.
You know you're crazy about me. Slip into my arms. Just try them on for size. If they don't fit, send them back and we'll give you double your money and a floor lamp.
Well, you're a pretty good salesman, Walter. But I think it's only fair to tell you I'm married.
I think it's only fair to tell you that I'm deaf. Kiss me.
Walter, I said I'm married.
And I said I'm deaf. What's the matter? Can't you hear?
Listen, Walter. The reason I sent for you was to take out a life insurance policy on my husband. A big one.
We'll insure him no matter how big he is. How old is his bird?
Well, he's as old as he's ever going to get. Look, we can do this job together.
You mean?
Yes, if we can trick him into signing that policy, we'll split everything.
Including him.
Oh, he's so dull, Walter. He's so dull, Walter, so dull. He's driving me mad. Every night he eats crackers in bed.
Now, what's so terrible about that?
With veal cutlets? Walter, we've got to do away with him. But it'll take a lot of planning. And we've got to be very careful. You see, he's here right now. He's upstairs taking a bath.
And why don't I run up, hold his head underwater, and we can all go home 4 pages earlier.
Oh, darling.
That's him. Now, quick, duck behind that divan.
There's no duck behind that divan. You're quacking up the wrong couch. I'll stand right here and face him.
Say, darling, why can't I find a bathtub? Oh, I didn't know we had company. I'm sorry.
Say, didn't I meet you at the YMCA steam room?
I'll just slip something on and come back.
Fine husband. Is that his figure, or did the tub freeze around him?
We've got to work fast, Walter. He'll be back in a minute.
Don't worry, sugar. I'll take care of everything. Just let me do all the talking.
Why should now be an exception?
That's better.
You were much pinker before.
Darling, this gentleman is from the Prudapolitan. He's one of their Cracker Jack salesmen.
Good. I'll take a box.
Yeah, take a box. It makes a swell chaser for veal cutlets. Look, I'm Walter Neff. I'm an insurance salesman.
I'm Mr. Didrikson. I'm very dull.
Mr. Neff wants to talk to you, dear. Why don't you sit down?
All right.
I meant on the chair.
Oh, that old thing. Well, what did you want to talk to me about, Mr. Neff?
Insurance. How would you like to take out a nice, big, fat insurance policy?
But I've got some life insurance. $2,000
worth. $2,000
worth.
Don't be ridiculous. It'll cost us more than that to cement you in the cellar.
What's that?
Darling, Mr. Neff is just making you a concrete proposition. Where's that policy, Mr. Neff?
Here's a nice one for $500,000.
Half a million? My life isn't worth that much.
Well, to us it is.
Go ahead and sign it, doll.
Go on, you big, beautiful darling.
Now, just a minute. I'd like to know what kind of a firm I'm dealing with. Is it an old company?
Old? Why, we're the oldest insurance company there is. Just to give you an idea, we still have a clause that protects you in case you hurt your tail while swinging from a tree.
Well, I wouldn't be interested. I've got a tree. It's better that way.
Well, have you got a swing? I think between us we arranged it pretty well, didn't we?
Gosh, it's kind of chilly in here. I think I'll stand over here by the fireplace.
Do that, dear. Stand nice and close.
Yeah, preferably with your back to us. Oh, I almost forgot. First sign this policy.
I don't want to sign it.
Oh, you'll sign it all right.
I won't.
You will.
Won't.
Will.
Won't.
Will.
Won't.
Does your dog biscuit taste different lately? Look, Dietrichson, why won't you sign this policy?
Because in addition to being dull, I'm also stubborn.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you sign this policy, I'll give you a nice fresh veal cutlet. I just happen to have one on my briefcase.
Breaded?
No, it's pigskin. Here's a fountain pen and a cutlet. Now sign it.
I can't. The crumbs are in the way.
Don't sign the cutlet. Sign the policy, dummy.
Oh, all right. I'll sign the old thing. There.
Fine. Shall we dance?
Love to. Love to. Da 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 da
da da da. Quick, Walter. Waltz him over to the window. Da 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 da.
You've got a victory garden down there. Your turnips are mashed. Come on, let's get out of here.
Okay, we'll use my car and drive him to the railroad tracks. Hurry.
Hey, look, this is a pretty good break. You fall right into the back of the car. Get in.
I'll drive.
Make it snappy. Step on the starter. Nice battery. I've seen more juice than a baby's bib. Step on it harder.
Hold down this battery. I don't know what to do.
Why don't you turn on the ignition?
Shut up. You're dead. Besides, the ignition is turned on.
Well, it's a good thing we're headed downhill. I'll just release the emergency.
That's another good break. Ah, here we go. There's nothing I like better than a nice drive in the country. Isn't it romantic? Just you and I and that lucky step in the back.
How can you talk of romance at a time like this?
Why not?
I'm hungry. Here's a drive-in. Let's get something to eat.
Good evening. What can I do for you?
I'll have a hamburger with anything.
I'll have a roast beef sandwich.
Okay, anything else?
Make mine a veal cutlet.
There's a busy little body if I ever heard one. It's the cops. They're after us. Somebody's reported the murder.
Oh, this is awful. For heaven's sake, miss, hurry up with those sandwiches.
Never mind the sandwiches. Step on the starter. Forget the sandwiches. Give us some plain bread. It's no use. The jig is up.
What do you mean?
Those guys in blue suits aren't sailors.
Well, they won't take us alive. Come on, Walter. Let's shoot each other.
It's a deal. I'll shoot you first. Now you shoot me. Well, come on, shoot me. That's a woman for you. They'll double-cross you every time.
Some classic Groucho Marx with Ida Lupino, Robert Benchley, and Harry Von Zell. Hope you're enjoying this lazy Thanksgiving day here. Special edition of Happy Happy Joy Joy, freeform sketch comedy for your listening pleasure. Now we're going to hear from Whoopi Goldberg, her original Broadway show recording from 1984. This one is called Little Girl.
This is my long, luxurious blonde hair. Ain't it pretty? I could turn it into a ponytail. Want to see? No. You do for real?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look, it's in my eyes now. My mother made me go to my room because she said this wasn't nothing but a shirt on my head. And I said, nah, this is my long, luxurious blonde hair. And she said, nah, fool, that's a shirt. And I said, you a fool. And she made me go to my room. But I don't care, because when I get big, I'm going to get 50 million, trillion, million elephants, and I'm going to let them go in the house so they could trample on everybody and kill them. I am, and she's going to want me to make them stop, but she ain't even going to know I'm there, because I'm going to have blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm going to be white. I am, because you could go to the optometrist's office and he got blue eyes in his desk drawer. And then when I get big me, I'm going to have a big old house and a dream car and a dream horse, and me and Bobby going to live together. We are. And then we're going to go somewhere. We're going to have a whole bunch of exciting clothes, and we're going to go somewhere because we're going to get on the love boat. But you have to have long hair. And I'm going to be just like that lady who have that big house, and then a big old car drives up, and ain't nobody driving in except some tap dancing shoes. And the tap dancing shoes pull up in front of her house, and they tap dance out the car, and they tap dance up the walkway and up the side of the door, and they ring the doorbell, and then they tap dance back down. The lady open the door, and she ain't even surprised ain't nobody in them tap dancing shoes. And then they tap dance her in the car, and they drive away. I want that to happen to me, but you got to have long hair. And I told my mother I didn't want to be black no more. I did. Because she don't never go nowhere, and she don't never wear no sighting clothes or nothing. And she said if I sat in the vat of Clorox till hell froze over, I wasn't going to be nothing but black. And she was right, too, because I sat in the Clorox and I got burned. And then she said I had to be happy with what I had, but look. See? It don't do nothing. It don't blow in the wind. And it don't get in my eyes. And I put that bouncing and behaving stuff on it, but it didn't listen. And I want some new kind of hair. Your hair is just like mine.
They're twins.
Yeah. How come you ain't got no shirt for your hair? You came out with it like that?
Yeah.
And didn't nobody call you nappy head?
Buckwheat,
that's what they call me, too. Yeah. Can I touch your hair? I always pull out the sticky kind. I use the other hand. I use the other hand. It's clean, see?
Don't cut yourself.
I didn't, but it's real soft. My hair's soft, too, feel. It's dusty, but it's soft.
Spongy.
Yeah. Your hair is nice.
Yours is not bad.
No?
No. You should keep it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I recommend you keep it.
Am I going to be pretty like you?
You're pretty in your own right.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
You're supposed to believe me when I say that
now. How old are you? You ain't got to tell the truth.
Like one of my students now.
No, for real, how old are you?
25.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7.
Yeah? So you're supposed to believe me. I'm your elder.
Oh. Well, okay, then. You say I'm going to be pretty. I'm going to believe you. And I'm going to come way over here, and I'm going to put my shirt down way here. See, I'm not even thinking about it. I didn't put it on my head. I'm thinking about something else. See? But I think I ought to pick it up. But I didn't put it on my head, and I'm not going to put it on my head again because you said I'm going to be pretty, huh?
Trust me.
Trust you? Okay, I won't put it on my head, but I'm going to keep it just in case you lie.
Look like the fellow used to be my brother.
I don't think I got your name.
No, I got my name.
I think you're pulling my leg.
Yeah, just to get him even.
Well, would you mind helping me push this camera store around?
I'm sorry. I gotta go to the golf course and lay down in the sand trap.
Sand trap?
Yeah, you see, it's a Sunday, and that's when I see my psychiatrist.
I'm sure I used to know him. If I'm not mistaken, we both had the same mother.
And here's the office of the Square Deal Amusement Company, operated by Groucho and Chico Marx. Representatives of talent for the screen, sellers of sensational stars. Also headquarters for slot machines, pinball games, turkey raffles, and marked cars. Here they are, Chico and Groucho.
Very irksome. I can't understand it. We have a business. We've got a marvelous office here, but nobody comes in. I wonder why they stay away. Chico, did you put up that sign on the door?
Yeah, but I couldn't find a sign that said Marks. The nearest thing I could get was a sign that said Mumps.
Fine office. Where's my secretary?
Out to lunch.
What time did she leave?
October.
If she's not back by next March, I'll give her 2 weeks' notice. A fine office. Or did I say that? Chico, why don't you go out and drum up some business?
I would. Only I don't know what business we're in.
Why, we're Hollywood agents. We get people jobs and pictures.
Do we?
Don't change the subject.
But why do we want to get a people jobs and pictures?
Well, we get 10% of their salaries.
Don't we have to do anything for the money?
No, we're agents.
I know, but what do we do?
Nothing. We're agents.
Say, I've been an agent for years.
Of course, you should be great as a picture agent. You've never been able to get yourself a job in pictures.
Well, I nearly got a job one time. In a picture called The Human Race.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, they said I wasn't the type.
Well, then you'd certainly make a fine agent.
All right. Well, where do you get at these people you put into pictures? How do you find actors?
Just carry a roast beef sandwich down the street and sign up anybody who snaps at it. Now go out and sign up some stars.
Say, I got a great idea. I'll get a Jean Harlow up to the office and sign her up.
Wait a minute. Jean Harlow has an agent.
Yeah, but it'll be a lot of fun getting her up in the office. Say, boss. Do we charge the ladies the same 10% commission?
We take 10% of everything an actress gets.
You know, I'm only afraid of one thing.
What's that?
Twins.
Chico, you're a dreamer. Come on, I'll try you out as an agent. For example, if you walked into a producer's office, how would you sell them Kate Smith?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why, you'd say, this little lady can sing, play the piano, and in an emergency, move it.
Oh, I got the idea. Come on, try me again.
All right, suppose the studio calls up and wants a leading man like Clark Gable. What would you do?
Well, you say, this little lady can sing, play the piano, and in an emergency, move it.
The trouble with you is you can't get your mind off Jean Harlow.
Pardon me, are you the mumps, brother?
Chico, you don't have to answer that.
You needn't be afraid of me. I've had the mumps.
Yeah, but you haven't had the marks, brothers.
Away with false modesty. What's your name, madam?
Sadie Thompson.
Hey, what's your racket, Miss Thompson?
I was in the California Company of Rain.
I don't remember that. What was it called?
Local Showers.
Enough of this pitter-patter. Tell me, my little blood orange, what do you do?
Well, you see, I can sing, play the piano.
And in an emergency, move it. Miss Thompson, you're wasting our valuable time and jokes. Would you like to sign up with us?
I should say not. Don't you remember? I was in here a month ago. I gave you my name and address, but you never got me a job. What are you going to do about it?
I'll give you back your name and address.
Oh, gee. Thanks very much. See, I think you're swell.
Oh, we're not swell.
You're just being swell. I'll never forget you for this. I think you're both swell.
Yeah, we think you're swell, too. Oh,
I don't think we're nearly as swell as she is. You are, but I certainly am not.
That's a certainly swell of you to say that.
Well, goodbye. It was swell seeing you.
Well, it was swell seeing you, too. Swell up and see us again sometime. This is a fine location. For the type of people we're getting here, our main entrance must be on an alley.
Hello, fellas.
Are an actor, or does my nose deceive me?
Say, this guy looks a swell, too.
No, that's not swell. It's the past tense, swollen.
My name is Cookie Johnson.
Oh, another piano move, or is it just a piano? What do you do for a living, if you call that living?
Why, I'm a radio comedian.
Oh, a radio comic, eh? Well, you came to the right place. There's going to be fireworks around here, and we'll need a punk like you.
Are you the man who gets people jobs in pictures?
No, I'm a Hollywood agent, but this is no time for the truth. Tell me, why do you want to leave the radio to go into pictures?
Well, pictures is high class.
Yes, isn't they? Oh, you like that, eh?
No.
Who's that?
Oh, this is my partner, Chico Marks.
Any relation to Laundry Marks?
Chico, put on your brass knuckles and shake hands with Mr. Johnson.
How do you do? Your name is familiar, but I don't know how to do with your face.
I've got a couple of suggestions.
I don't know if I want you guys for my agents. I don't know if I want an agent. You can't depend on them. I read in the paper the other day just about an agent who committed suicide by jumping off a roof.
Oh, don't pay any attention to that.
Why not?
That was me. It was a publicity stunt.
I'm getting out of here.
Quick, Chico, lock the door.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you agents charge for commission?
Well, 10% is our fee.
Well, if it's fee, why do you charge 10%?
Quick, Chico, open the door.
You know, I don't like him.
Another thing. How much salary will you guarantee me?
Chico, get a contract ready, and write in the salary, we'll guarantee him.
Okay, how do you spell coffee and cake?
Hey, if I'm going to sign anything, it's got to be a legal contract.
You can trust us, Mr. Johnson. We're an old-established firm. We've been in this location since 7:15. Here, I'll draw up the contract. How's this? Whereas you think you're a comedian, and whereas we think we're agents, and we think we can get you a job in movies. Of course, we're not sure, whereas... For this consideration, you, as claimant whereas, waive retainer thereof whereas.
That's the trouble with this country, too many foreigners.
Let me see that contract. Hey, what do I pay you this 10% for?
That's for overhead.
Yeah, but what's this other 10% for?
That's for underwear.
See here, haven't you guys got any underwear?
Yes, but you know, we live in a changing world.
Now, let's get this straight right now. Mr. Marks, how much commission do you want?
How much money do you need to live?
Hey, wait, here's another 10%.
Yeah, that's for overcoats.
Well, I'm not going to sign this.
Listen, Tubba Butter, when you say that, smile.
Yeah, you know what happened to the last guy who didn't sign with us?
No, what?
He's now a star at MGM.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You get me a job for $5,000 a week, and I'll give you $50.
Huh. You get us a job for $5,000 a week, and we give you $100.
Well, that seems fair enough.
Fine, sign here, and we'll take you right over... We'll take you right over to Mr. Pincus' office at the Miracle Studios and get you starred in a picture called Strike Me Pincus.
Okay, but you got to put a clause in the contract guaranteeing me work.
All right, how's this? Whereas, if we don't get you a job in 4 consecutive months, or 4 consecutive jobs in 1 consecutive month, you're an old maid. Now sign.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. I can't sign right away with you. You're strangers.
Strangers? Oh, you're crazy. I've known Groucho for years.
Well, that's different. Now sign. Where's your pen?
Alcatraz.
He doesn't... Not your home. The pen, he means. Here you are.
Thanks.
Wait, there's no pen point in the pen.
That doesn't matter. I can't write.
Then we're even. We can't read.
That was Groucho Marx, Chico Marx, and Hollis Shaw from 1947 here on Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. We thank everybody for tuning in today on this wonderful Thanksgiving Day, and we'll see you next Thursday from 4 p.m. till 4:30 here on KOOP 91.7 FM.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Whistleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.